Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa is 7 months into his job. I recently spoke with him about his biggest challenges, including how his department is tackling the opioid crisis.
Personnel is always an issue when you have 300 people that work for you. In a sense where there's always people rotating in and out, the hiring of people, it's recruitment is a challenge right now, not just for the sheriff's office, but law enforcement in general. And it's, we have the test that's coming out actually September 16th. And so we're looking to recruit people. We want to look like the community that we represent. And that's important, not just at the sheriff's office, but I think, statewide in law enforcement. And that's a challenge. And getting women in positions of authority in the sheriff's office is a challenge. And so these are the things that I'm looking to. The opioid issue is a tremendous challenge. By the way, I'm going to roll out a program. I just applied for a grant. And I had to spell out the narrative. I was helped by many, many different groups in the county. I'm so proud of them. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but it's a
state grant?
It's a federal grant, a Department of Justice grant. And it's a comprehensive plan. And we did the narrative. We submitted it on June the 5th. We'll wait until September. But I'm not going to wait. We have a four-phase plan that I'm going to start working on and putting it out there. I have to talk to the private sector to help fund it because, taxpayers can't pay for it all. And the community has to chip in because it really is a community effort. And so that's a big, big thing that I'm rolling out here the next 30 days.
What's the first phase then, regardless of whether
the
this
first phase,
through?
So what we're going to buy, we're looking to buy a, and it's great, the folks over at the RV in Kingston, the RV dealership, we're going to partner up with them. They had an old used one, and we're going to purchase that and vamp it. So people that live in your home that you suspect are doing opioids, you should be able to go in their room. They live in your home, especially if they're your children, and see what to look for. What's in the medicine cabinet? As you know, opioids cause constipation. So you'll see milk of magnesia or ammonium AD. So it's a telltale of things. Looking in the bathroom, looking in the bedroom. So we're going to set that up as a prevention education start, and we're going to take it to the people, not in a way where it's the focal point of the visit. For example, if there's a festival like the Garlic Festival or the Ulster County Fair, we're going to bring the trailer there, and we're going to include. We have so many partners like Ryan, R-Y-A-N, and Not My Child. They went through it themselves personally with their family, and they know how to touch people that are going through it right now. And at the end of that, we're going to do Narcan training, and then we're going to have a planner there that's going to help you with options if you have options. And it's better when you see it and you go, you know what, I think, let me just check and see, because I think somebody in my family may have an issue. And they'll go through the trailer, and they'll get all of that, and I'm trying to do it in a one-hour time frame. But take it to the people.
Will it be like a mock room?
It is. It's a mock room, a mock bathroom. And that's just phase one. Phase two is a 1-800 number. We want people to call and not be afraid that if law enforcement shows up that they're going to get arrested. We actually want to help people because we want to stop them from coming into the criminal justice system. This is stuff that I'm taking from other communities that's working.
Anyone in particular, communities nearby?
Well, it's funny. A lot of communities where it could be like the seacoast in New England and the tremendous overdose problems that the deaths that they're seeing with the folks that are in the lobster community, the lobster, the boating community and the fishing community up there. And so you see what works, and then you try to put it all as one plan and kind of orchestrate it as a plan where we can help our community. But I have so many helpers within the community that I'm so proud to be the sheriff of this county, because people are stepping up.